with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense.
Saniskana, Niskana, ha, 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 Fanikana, Niskana, ha, ha, ha. Oh, Saniskana, Niskana, ha, 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 Fanikana, Niskana, ha, ha, ha. Oh, Saniskana, Niskana, yea, Sinea, Vanana, Niskana, ha, ha, ha. Oh, Saniskana, Niskana, yea, Sinea, Vanana, Niskana, ha, ha. Ha, oh, Saniskanana, ha, ha, Faniskanana, ha, ha, oh, Senego, Fananikana, na, na, Nikana, na, oh, Senego, Fananikana, na, na, oh, Saniskanana, ha, ha, Faniskanana, ha, ha, oh, Senego, Fananikana, na, na, Nikana, na, oh, Senego, Fananikana, na, na.
Thank you. Echemos abajo la estación de tren, demoler, 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 echemos abajo. radio del tren. Ta 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 ya ya ya. Me gusta volar en la zona de tren.
You are listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Hi, does that disturb you? Goiter. Pustule. Hemorrhoid. Puke, poop, mucus, diarrhea, constipation. Words that are unsettling to disgusting. Yes, the power of words. Logos. Logos. The magic of words and the invariable disgust that they provide, painting weird and terrible pictures in your head. Oh, you've got the words, too. Say the word and you'll be free to puke. Aha. Anyway, everybody has those horrible, triggering words. You know, that could be that kid in fifth grade, his name, that girl who broke your heart in high school, a politician's name, things that make your blood pressure curdle, things that make the saucy in your brain throb. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Fear of weird utterances and cursed words. You know, if you saw The Exorcist, you remember when, what was her name? Megan? Oh, the phone just fell down. When Megan, hold on a second. Hear that? Come on. Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. Anyway, in Megan in The Exorcist, you remember when she starts doing all those guttural sounds? I mean, if you saw the movie and you were sort of a naive and young enough, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I was like 20 when I saw it, I believe. And you know, it was hard to sleep. And that horrible, gurgling, guttural, viscerally disturbing sound that she made as she was possessed. All those layered sounds, too. I mean, they really, you know, they really can be very provocative and evocative of something terrible and unpleasant. The imagination just roils and, oh gosh, I mean, you know, you create such a state for yourself. And I think that's the whole idea of words anyway, because a bad word, I mean, a word that is relatively neutral, but the intonation applied to it in your direction with a face that looks disapproving, I mean, those are terrible things. You know, those can be terrible things, I should say. Well, anyway, fear of the weird utterances and the cursed words. You think about all of your life's experience and what they mean to you, whether very pleasant, but in this case, very terrible and upsetting. All right, you continue.
Kino Plat es un proyecto abierto, un espacio donde hacer música, colaborar con otros artistas, enchufar instrumentos y elaborar sonidos. Es una oportunidad de ofrecer momentos de creación, preciosos instantes, rayazos de luz irrepetibles que siempre quedan ocultos y olvidados. Kino Plat es muchas pequeñas cosas, una charla, un café, un video antiguo, una copleña, una radio más sintonizada, una furgoneta llena de cacharros, un manta ordinario, un domingo fuera de casa, un ruido que queda grabado y creo que se olvida, una canción y una instalación sonora, un sonido completo, un evento, una imagen, una repetitivo.
El sol brilla, las aves cantan y todo se siente bien en el mundo.
Hasta que cambia la estación y de pronto todo parece más oscuro, con menos vida y pierde su motivación para salir de la cama.
Si lucha contra la depresión, no está solo. De hecho, una de cada cinco personas experimenta algún tipo de depresión y no importa la época del año. Puede afectar su capacidad física o conductual de tener una vida feliz.
En la Fundación de la Asociación Americana de Psiquiatría, entendemos por lo que está pensando y estamos aquí para ayudar. Nuestro objetivo es construir una nación mentalmente saludable para todos, porque usted quiere vivir su mejor vida y ser la mejor versión de usted durante todo el año. Trabajamos día a día para eliminar el estigma, combatir las enfermedades mentales y los trastornos por consumo de sustancias y promover el bienestar mental.
Si usted o un ser querido necesita ayuda, no está solo. Para más información, visite lasaludmental.org.
Show on tires because you were there at the bar with another man and you were afraid to tell your husband? Leave us. We gotta ride home. So, you're gonna be screwing yourself, slashing your own tires, be a lie detector test being made. It's all in progress because we ain't getting in trouble for something we didn't do. Bye. What, tell you, you set your own tires because you were there at the bar with another man. You were afraid to tell your husband. Hey, Doc, we got to ride home. So, you're going to be seeing yourself, brushing your own tires, being ready to get to be made. It's all in progress. So, you ain't going to tell me to be. Wow. You saw your own tires because you were there at the bar with another man, and you were afraid you'd tell your husband. Hey, guys, you gotta ride home. So, you're gonna be screwing yourself, slashing your own tires. You might have heard that being made. It's all in progress. So, you ain't gonna tell something to do. Bye. You set your own tires because you were there at the bar with another man, and you were afraid we'd tell your husband. We got to get right home. So, you're going to be screwing yourself, slashing your own tires. Be lie detector test being made. It's all in progress because we ain't getting in trouble because I'm getting new. Bye.
What, Kelly, just slash your own tires because you were there at the bar with another man and you were afraid we'd tell your husband? We left. We got a ride home. So, you're going to be screwing yourself, slashing your own tires. There'll be a lie detector test being made. It's all in progress because we ain't getting in trouble for something we didn't do. Bye.
Hello, this is Alex Patterson from the Orb, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM. Suckers.
What is it? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Heard it, heard it, heard it, heard it, heard it, heard it.
MFA students in contextual practice seminar, investigating their context through sound. Wednesdays, 10 to 11 p.m. Welcome to Radio Read Me, the one and only campus talk show that's dedicated to telling you news that didn't happen when you don't want to hear it. Broadcasting weekly Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m., ReadMe has curated a list of dedicated callers, brilliant liars, complete buffoons, and shoddy truth tellers to bring you something completely not worth your time. Carnegie Mellon may be our little circle of hell, but at least you'll have a little something to keep you company. Without further ado, the KHB, no, not that one, presents Radio Read Me with Kevin Klucznik.
sorrow. Make every picture clean. Take a mop to swab the floor.
Either way, dear, please won't you make make up your sweet mind. Don't keep me swinging all the time. Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown. Oh, babe, I go up and down. My heart spins round and around. I'm walking on air, getting nowhere. Can't swing much longer. Don't get no stronger. And only you can set me free. Just say, take me. But don't sit on that fence, 'cause my suspense is killing me. To love you can't be a crime. Don't keep me swinging all the time.
That's delightful, delightful, delightful. I wish I could sing like that. But it's not everything singing, you know. It just isn't. I mean, the Bosch are no man's fool, let's face it. And the only important thing these days is, well, in my opinion at least, is rhythm and melody. Rhythm and melody is what the public want. And my Jove, they're going to get it as far as I'm concerned. My Jove, yes. Now, wait a minute, I've got my little ukulele here to illustrate really fully what I mean. My feet are swinging, my head is spinning. You've got me dangling on a line. Oh yes, you've got me spinning all the time. It's not quite right yet, I grant you, but it'll come, it'll come. Just a matter of practice, that's all. I'll come back on that in a moment if I may.
In the Atlantic on the nasty afternoon, when some Yankee ship is in a great big convoy too. Mr. Knox said, swim, swim, you're safe. So they swam and they swam, happy and brave. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, whoopee, hooray. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, we're on our way. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, with no delay. The Yankees are coming, hip, hip, hooray. Whee! Yell a little ship, we're soon in Africa. That's the place I always, always long to go. Yes, said a second ship, it's a marvelous to me. Another tiny ship said, we rule the seven seas. Suddenly, my God, there was an awful blow. Everybody yelled, that must be U-boat though. Crash, boom, it's a maze. What a jam and a spam all over the place. All the little shippies had to go down. German sailors had a swingy day and really went on town. And the moral of this story, don't believe in Mr. Knox. Yankees, look out for more shocks. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, waddum, choo. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, waddum, choo. Boop, boop, diddum, doddum, waddum, choo. Stay at home, little shippies, and then you'll be safe.
RCT is supported by Attic Records. Located in Millvale, Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, it's available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Nobody here know a robot girl. Ich bin
Crapulent, corpulent, indolent, petulant, toenail fungus, smegma, Nazis. Hi, we're talking about fear of weird utterances and cursed words. And have you ever been sweared at in a language other than your American language? And it would fly past your head if it wasn't for the fact that there is a whole change in timbre, whole change in behavior, facial grimaces, and, you know, an intense laser-like focus on your ugly face that caused offense. Something or other, your behavior, whatever. It's really unsettling when you are sweared at in a foreign language. And somehow even more so than in your own native tongue, because it's so mysterious. Again, we're talking about logos, the power of words. And I guess there's a lot of attending things that make them so powerful. You know, suspended on their own without any sanguine presence. Someone speaking it, spitting at you, whatever. However they're approaching you with a particular word. Well, I take that back. Even in print, I mean, there is just a barrage of impressions. I mean, if somebody says to you, poop, I mean, you know, not a pleasant thing. It makes you think about poop. So, you know, the flourish of images that it brings. So when I was younger and I would be helping my dad with projects around the house, You know, just kind of male bonding, boy and dad kind of stuff. When my dad, you know, had an incredible ability to figure things out mechanically, a gift that I do not have. And, you know, it wasn't that he had been trained in this stuff. I mean, he just was able to hash it out in a very good way, you know, in a very good way. It was just a natural gift of his talent. Now, my father, was a very charming man. But when he would get angry in these projects,
Now, the thing about it, my father was a Ukrainian immigrant. So he would start swearing in Ukrainian. And these words, some of them I knew, but most of them I didn't, because it was almost like, it was like a foreign language above and beyond Ukrainian, which I can't speak. And you know, the particulars of his supposed cursing were just unknown to me. And I mean, what attended that was just the row on his face and anger and just, you know, lightning flashing. And it was like something almost akin to hitting your thumb with a hammer. So it was something that was very penetrating. Even if it wasn't directed at you, it was very, very scarifying, very scarring. Something that, I still remember, and it's been retained in the folds of my brain. Now, the interesting thing is, over the years, I learned that actually it wasn't swearing. It wasn't that he was saying anything really nasty. This seems to be peculiar to Eastern Europeans of a certain age, because what my dad was wishing on that plank, that 2x4, was the plague visiting it. Yes, the plague. There were all kinds of invectives that solely loaded